Though not an exhaustive scope, the list is based on Farm Bureau's rancher and farmer-generated policies adopted at the National Agricultural Conference in November. I'm speaking with Leland Hogan, the president of the Utah Farm Bureau and a cattle rancher from Tooele County, about the issues to watch for in 2012. So, Leland, what's on the table?
Well, there are a number of issues that are coming up. One is immigration. I think that will not be as controversial as it has been in the past, but the problem's not solved. It's a major problem that needs to be solved. It's a federal problem. It's not a state problem, but I appreciate the state trying to put pressure on the federal government to do its job and to get something accomplished.
Can you tell us more about the way immigration issues affect Utah ranchers and farmers?
When we need labor, it's needed almost immediately. We can plan for it a few months in advance, but we don't know the exact days. The days sneak up on us because of weather conditions, and we need labor for just a short period. Crop can sit in the orchard and go to waste in a period of maybe a week if labor is available at the appropriate time to move in and to harvest the crop. And so those kind of labor issues are very critical. And then we have more seasonal labor or more full-time labor that works in places like dairies or herding sheep or on cattle ranches, those types of things. The H-2A program that we currently work under meets some individuals' needs very well, but the majority of the people's needs it does not meet. And there needs to be some adjustments made or else a new labor law put into place so that labor can be brought into the country when it needs to be brought, when people want to come and work and can come and work and we need them to come and work, and then they can return back home. Agriculture is not the only industry. The hospitality industry, building industry, as well as agriculture, all use seasonal labor and migrant labor. They fill a very important niche within our economy.
All right. Now, I understand property rights have been a big focus in the past. Do you think we'll be seeing that at all this session?
Yep. One of the major issues we have is a split estate issue that out in the basin, Vernal area. We have property owners who own the surface right, and we have, in most instances, the federal government who owns the mineral right and leases that right out, and then oil companies who come in and drill on the private property after their mineral supply. There's a conflict that is right at the forefront right now that we hope to solve through this legislative session, and I think we will get it solved. We've been working with the oil industry for the past 4 or 5 months to get that accomplished, but it's a real problem right now. Property rights and freedom walk hand in hand, in my view, and we need to keep property rights in the proper perspective in order to keep our freedoms in the proper perspective. And as long as we can have those liberties, it's a good thing.
I've been speaking with Leland Hogan, a cattle rancher in Tooele County, and also president of the Utah Farm Bureau Federation. And Leland, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Tolman.